Hey guys, it's Lily. It's Saturday, and I'm gonna be doing a messy room tour or a room tour. So I'm just gonna describe stuff, not including stuff that's not supposed to be there. Maybe I will include it. Let's start at the door. On the left, we have my dresser, and I've got. It was actually custom built. So on the bottom, I've got like maps and. I've got a puzzle of the United States, which is collecting things. I've got my Dickiezy player, which I don't use anymore. I've got my lotion bottles, vitamin B, which is apparently supposed to relieve stress. I've got some really cool dark chocolate covered coffee beans, and it's just collecting a lot of junk. I've got soap sitting next to it. The next shelf, I've got just different binders and braille paper. I don't use it a lot anymore, but this is just proves to you how much I don't clean up my stuff. The next shelf I use for, the tallest shelf I use for all my awards and just different, things like my O&M certificates when I win the O&M from the month, because I have won it a couple of times. My calculator, just miscellaneous junk. That's like my blast from the past. So this is what I organized this like 4 years ago. This is what I was thinking. And then just my clothes in the bottom half of it. And I've got my closet. Let's go in here. Creaky door. On the left side, we've got huge bags of shampoo bottles and conditioner and hair stuff. And I've got my pig bank that I made when I was 11 just for nostalgia purposes. I need to reorganize my room. And I've got my tapes, because I think they're cool and I'm keeping them. I've got my wand box from Universal. My wand is actually somewhere else, and I've got my sewing basket with no sewing in it. I've got some on top of this is a bunch of shelves, by the way. I've got a bunch of iTunes cards, candy, just miscellaneous, stuff. On the right, when you go in, I've got dresses, coats, just like stuff I don't use a lot. And then at the back, I've got all my braille paper just stored back there on this shelf thing, which has all my CDs on it as well. And on the left back, we've got shirts, and I've decided to use my closet as an area for recycling, so there's papers and stuff back here as well, which is just lovely. One trick that I like to use, it's kind of a life hack I just started, but one trick I like to use is every 6 months or so. So turn all your shirts the opposite way. So like, I like to have my shirts with the, with the long part of the hook hanging toward me and the short part that goes over the rack hanging away. And 6 months later, when you look, you realize what you have and what you haven't worn in the last 6 months. And if you have not worn it, chances are you probably will not wear it. So you can get rid of it. And then turn everything back over. It's a cool trick that I like to use sometimes just to keep my clothes in order. And of course, underneath my dresses and stuff, for some weird reason, I put it there as my dirty clothes. Just because it's by the door and it's easy and it's on the ground. So, yeah. Let's close it. Now we're in the back while my room because my room is like squarish shaped. And I've got a bookshelf with just Braille books that I don't read anymore and just puzzles and stuff on it. And I've got my nightstand, which just has your typical cosmetics and just like it has stuff that you would have out of a nightstand. I've got my bed, which has but like four big pillows because my parents give me their old pillows. I'm like the inheritor of the family of like old phones and old pillows and old everything. And the only thing that is not inherited is one pillow on this bed. And the blanket was made for me and my teddy bear, which my friend gave me. And I just keep him because he's cute. And yeah, now if we climb on my bed, I actually have my window. And if you open it, it's really cold because I get cold very easily. So let's get off my bed because I don't really feel like standing in my bed, which I do to open my window anyway, but whatever. So now, by the way, my bed was on the far right wall of my room, and now we're on the same wall as my door. So I've got my keyboard, which I would turn on and show you, but it's kind of like late, so I don't want to. And I can just do different cool instruments and stuff, so I like it. I have my, I don't have a headboard or a footboard, so I just hang my towel over the keyboard and bench, and it works. Because I don't have a lot of extra hangers. And then I have my stool and my table that I use as like a desk. And my garbage underneath it. I have my backpack sitting on here right now and just some papers and little report cards. And this is where I plug in my electronics. So underneath I have a power bar with all the chargers. And this table is right next to the door. So I hope you enjoyed my room tour. And if you did, then great. Click the follow button. Follow my videos. I think I have a grand total of one follower still, so I would be flattered to get my follower total up to two. And if you didn't like it, then, or if you had a question, then email me at my email, and my email is in the description, as well as my RS Games username. So if I'm ever on RS Games, which is not that often, but if I'm ever on RS Games, feel free to hit me up, ask me some questions. And again, I apologize for my voice. I'm just really sick still. Like, I'm not actually feeling that bad. Just my voice is totally messed up. So that's kind of why I put off making a video, because I'm like, what am I gonna do? And I'm like, why? I was hoping my voice would get better, but it just got worse. It was better in the morning, but now it's like to the point where it's like, I feel like I sound like a different person now. So let's hope that that gets better for tomorrow and or Monday, because I have a presentation and like stuff on Monday. But let's hope my voice gets better for that. So yep, thank you for watching the video. Okay, I seriously need to stop doing that. Thank you for listening to this. I like saying video, okay? Thank you for listening, and I will see you later. Bye!